One of the pioneering businessmen behind rock and roll has died. Art Roop founded Specialty Records, the label that launched the careers of Little Richard and Sam Cooke, and helped make R&B popular with white audiences. Roop died Friday at age 104. NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Tsiolkas has this remembrance.
Art Roop was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2011 for helping to shape the sound of rock and roll and for signing artists like Little Richard. Art Roop was born into a working-class family in Pittsburgh in 1917. His father was a Jewish immigrant from Galicia in Eastern Europe. But he had stars in his eyes and set out for Los Angeles in 1939 to work in the movie business. When that didn't pan out, he switched over to the music business. That wasn't easy either. He invested in a label called Atlas Records, but they couldn't make a hit, even with Nat King Cole on the roster.
Got a penny, penny. I got the telephone to Jenny. And I've just got 4 cents to my name.
Got a penny, penny.
Roop soon decided to create his own record label, Jukebox, to expand the audience for so-called race records, which were recordings made by black musicians for black listeners. Roop studied the best-selling race records assiduously to figure out what was popular and saw there was probably money to be made in bringing these artists to a white public. Roop wound up leaving Jukebox after a fallout with his partners and soon founded another label, Specialty Records. The first number one hit for Specialty came in 1950 with Pink Champagne by Joe Liggins and the Honey Drippers.
Pink champagne that stole my love from me. Pink champagne that stole my love from me.
Roop signed many jump blues, R&B, and gospel artists, including the Soul Stirrers. And he knew that the Soul Stirrers' lead singer, a young man named Sam Cooke, had potential as a breakout pop artist. He and producer Bumps Blackwell recorded Cooke performing a secular pop song under the pseudonym Dale Cooke in order to not alienate gospel fans.
She's lovable, my girl. She's so lovable.
Roop disliked the results and let both Cooke and Blackwell leave Specialty with all their recordings from that session. One of the other songs they'd recorded became Sam Cooke's first big pop hit, You Send Me. By 1960, Roop had grown frustrated with the machinations of the music business, and particularly with the nearly endemic practice of payola, labels paying off DJs to play their songs and thereby create hits. The label went dormant by the end of that decade, and in 1990, he sold Specialty's catalog to Fantasy Records, which eventually became part of Concord Records. Even past the Sam Cooke situation, Roop didn't always hit the mark as an A&R man. While on tour in England in 1963, Little Richard phoned him to say he was on a bill with a band that Roop just had to hear. Roop wasn't interested. That group was the Beatles. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.